Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. But the star of our show is a gentleman we call the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, my buddy, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Wait a second there, Fred Dreyer. Now say that again. There you go.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Thank you so much. Yes. Great to be here. I'm glad everyone is in their seats, ready to take off for another hour here. We got some interesting things.
Lots of things.
I don't know if there's a lot of stuff, but there's about three or four things that are pretty interesting here that are on our desk, and we're going to talk about them here. And here we kind of go. Roger Goodell addresses social injustice, lack of fan attendance policy, and safety protocols.
We're going to talk about that today. We got a little sexual harassment in the NFL. We got this other thing. We got your fan mail here, too. And don't forget, we're on Facebook Live, and we'll be able to take a look and see what you've got on your mind as well, too. How was your week, Fred Dreyer? What have you been working on there? You were out in the yard last week.
Yeah, I'm still in the yard. I'm doing all the good things that a homeowner does. I talked to a friend of mine in Arizona who's a real estate guy, and he has insights, and he does some studying about what's going on, and the property taxes in California are about to go ballistic.
Boy, you got to talk about that. I mean, that is a situation that we have to take a look at. There's a ballot measure that could just reverse things and make it crazy. And it's the way they write it, too. It's kind of crazy.
They hide it. They purposely hide it.
They say it's going to help out schools, but what they're really doing is repealing the Prop 13 Act that cut taxes way down low for years in California, and they want that cash. They want that money.
Yeah, and they're going to drive people out of California. I may be one of them.
Well, we might all head out, and that would leave a lot of the spas open, the salons for Nancy Pelosi to get her hair cut and get her hair washed while the rest of us can.
The possible next president?
All right, we're going to take a little break here, come back with more. Welcome to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, CRN Sports Byline, and Sirius XM Channel 211. Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's three times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Question: have you ever thought about making an investment in California real estate for the high returns available through trust deeds? As a trusted professional broker, Sun Pacific Mortgage and Real Estate has been helping investors earn high yield returns on safer investments for over 32 years. Their trust deeds earn upwards of 13%. That's right, 13%. They invest in notes starting from $100,000 throughout all of California, where real estate remains strong. If you want to know more about high return investments through available deeds of trust, go to their website at sunpacificmortgage.com. That's sunpacificmortgage.com, or call them today at 707-523-2099. 707-523-2099. SunPacificMortgage.com, or call them at 707-523-2099. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, Fred Dreyer. So let's talk a little bit, if we can, Fred, about your old NFL, Roger Goodell, your buddy. I've seen you talk to him before at many events and things. And he says now, the first off, he's addressing social justice and the lack of fan attendance, the policies and safety protocols for this new upcoming season. Now, some of the stadiums say they're going to have some fans there. I know Kansas City is going to space people out because they're going to have the awarding of the Super Bowl trophy or whatever they're going to do. But I don't know about the rest of the teams here. What's Goodell got on his mind here?
I don't know, but I do believe that the social justice movement that come out of the NBA and NFL and all the sports teams that and their commissioners, their respective commissioners, they feel as though they've got to do something. And it's frustrating to watch them grab at things that they don't know really what to do. The social justice is tied to Black Lives Matter and to these radical protests. And I think the league is making a terrible decision. I think the NBA really dropped the ball when they started putting Black Lives Matter on the
tennis court. It's right on the court. Yeah,
it's on the tennis court, and so you have social justice is the prime deal, and it goes back, Mike, when you and I were talking the day that Colin Kaepernick several years ago up in San Francisco took a knee instead of standing for the national anthem for the 49ers. And the point was, what does he want? And so I've always made that comment.
What does he want? Exactly.
What is it that he wants now? What does the commissioner of all sports? What does LeBron James want? Why don't they articulate it and go in front of a camera and say, this is what we're striking for? You know, Kenny Smith, you know, the NBA guys for TNT, they're really great. They're terrifically very professional, very funny. All that's true. Here's what else is also true. You know, they responded along the lines of what Colin Kaepernick did. They said nothing. They said, we're just tired of this, and this has got to stop, and I don't feel like working today, so I'm going home. And so everybody now decides they're going to throw a tantrum. The Dodgers did the same thing, you know, when this guy got shot and got paralyzed. And the same is true. It'll be the same no matter what happens in the days, in the weeks, in the years to come, until somebody in the black community pulls away from the race aspect of this and looks at the behavior aspect of it.
What do you mean?
Well, when you take a look at this is what happened. Somebody took a cell phone of this white cop. Shooting this guy, and shooting him 7 times in the back, and all of this. Nobody wanted to know what all of the information was, and that's true with every incident over the last 4 or 5 years.
Interesting.
That Obama had the opportunity, you know, to come to the forefront and quell. This. He's the first black president, and people respected him, and they wanted great things for him. And one of the great things for Barack Obama that he passed up purposely for 8 years was that he could have been a leveling factor to bring people together. And he didn't. He turned that down. It really upset me because I talked to several people about this, and I talked to several people who aren't white. And who are black, who are friends of mine over the years, who don't live here, live across the country. And I said, where's this guy's behavior? Where is the positive aspect of Barack Obama? And the fact is that he's black, and that is of the conversation. It can't be that, well, we elected him, he's the first black president, and raised the banners in that regard, but yet not go to the plate, not step up in the tough innings and start telling people, hey, listen, I am the first black president. This bothers me. Chicago bothers me. You know, the shootings that happened in St. Louis bother me. You know, when the National Football League, when the players start coming out with their hands held above their heads and their heads bowed and acting out, nobody goes to them and says, okay, look, you got the center stage. You have, right now, you've got the world looking at you. What do you want? Tell us what you want. They don't know because they're just, it's an input. It goes back to what I was talking about a long time ago about this. If you don't have the answer to this, it goes into impotent rage. These people,
which is what it's done.
These people, the people are frustrated, and they're in the streets, and they're running like crazy. They don't want to settle down, and they don't want to have a conversation about behavior. They want to keep it at race. And as long as this is kept on a race level, you're going to have terrible things.
I don't think anybody's making the point you're making. And you started making this, you mentioned with Colin Kaepernick. Here's the guy who's the quarterback at the time of the 49ers, the leader of the team, the guy you put your money to and that leads the team down the field, and he decides to kneel. Everything gets misconstrued. Is he kneeling because of disrespect to the flag, to the national anthem? Is he upset about problems that are happening in his community? What is it? And I think you made a point that instead of taking this off the field and allowing the football game to go on, but after the game, maybe the ownership, management of the team says, Colin, come on, you're upset about something. Let's go out and have a press conference, and maybe we start the Colin Kaepernick Foundation to do some things and bring awareness of stuff. That was never done. And I don't think to this day we really know what you say, what he is totally upset about.
And what he wants to do about it, even more importantly, and it continues. On my cell phone, there was a Google message there that showed Ron Renicki. Remember Ron Renicki from the Dodgers, manager of Boston Red Sox?
Sure.
Boston didn't play when the shooting occurred with the guy that got shot in the back, and then all this whole thing. They stopped playing baseball, and there's one black player on the Boston Red Sox teams. Jackie, I forget his last name. There's a coach, I believe, who's black also. And Ron Renicki, it says, is near tears talking about what they said. And he says, we had this guy, he's very sincere. We had this conference, and it goes on for 5-7 minutes. And they talked about this, and Jackie told these stories, and we talked to Jackie, and he mentioned these stories. And the coach, he didn't mention the coach's name, and I apologize for not knowing it, says, he talked about these stories, and we all talked about the stories. Did Ron Renicki ever say what one of the stories was? Did he ever say what they wanted? No, it was 7 minutes of just speak with no point. No, what did Jackie say? I was very curious to see what he said that moved him to tears. What happened in his life? What did he see? What did the first base coach see? What do they want to do to make this happen? The only thing Ron Renick, he says, well, we hope that if a young person, a child watches this and they want to know why the game's not playing, the mothers and fathers will sit down and talk to them about what's going on. You don't know to say what's going on until they tell you what they're upset about and what the problem is, and more importantly of all, what needs to be done to correct the situation. Am I right?
Absolutely correct.
It's a big circle of nothing. Nothing gets done that way.
You're absolutely correct, and it parallels what my complaint about Kaepernick is, and I'm being redundant. He can't articulate his thoughts and his feelings. We're not saying that he doesn't have a gripe about something.
Right.
Clearly he does.
Yes.
Okay, I want to hear it. Okay, now settle down. Tell me what it is. He can't articulate it. And again, I made that comment a while back on Mark Levin's show. I believe that's one of the holes that's in Kaepernick's character and his ability to lead as a quarterback. If you can't demand the stage like he did and follow through and explain yourself, you're not a leader.
Yeah, and that could be a problem with being the quarterback as well, too. Back into the sports thing. We'll take a break. Come back with more. It's the Sports Lounge. The one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. CRN Sports Byline Sirius XM Channel 211. Thanks for joining us.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Yeah, Hunter, Land's End. Yeah, I'm telling you, he's a crisis, Agent X, Transformers here, a movie recently. Lots of good things coming our way. He's still very active, and of course, active on this show in sports for you on Sirius XM Channel 211 on Sports Byline and CRN Sports. So let's get back into some sports here if we can. And by the way, you can check us out. We are also streaming on YouTube, on Facebook Live, on Roku at crntalk.com. Check it out. So Fred, there's an interesting story here that involves a sexual harassment investigation of the Washington football team. For those of you old-timers, that's formerly, can I still say the Washington Redskins?
You better be careful when you say it.
I'm sorry. The former Washington Redskins, who have changed their name now to the Washington football team. So these sexual harassment investigation is affecting the football team.
Yeah.
And the NFL apparently has taken over the investigation. Now, here's the deal. A sexual harassment made by more than a dozen women who worked for the Washington football team back when they were the Washington Redskins. And it happened over the last two decades. The move comes because lawyers representing some of the women last week criticized the investigation and the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, for allowing the team's owner, Daniel Snyder, to hire the law firm that is investigating the matter that he's involved in to control the response to its findings. So the owner of the team, who's being charged with sexual harassment, got to hire the firm that is investigating the matter.
That's, there's to me, no conflict, is there?
I don't know. Now, I'm no lawyer here. I'm no armchair lawyer.
I don't think you need to be.
But I'm starting to pick something up here. So the owner, Daniel Snyder, says, I'm going to hire Bob Snyder, my brother. No, he didn't do that. But I'm going to hire the team that's going to investigate. And so Snyder hired Beth Wilkinson. It's a founding partner of Wilkinson Walsh to conduct an independent, quoting now,
I'm sure,
an independent review of the team's culture, policies, and allegations of workplace misconduct that were raised by the reporting in the Washington Post. The newspaper published another story last month that included claims from another two dozen women about some pervasive harassment while employed by the team, including some allegations that implicated possibly Snyder, the owner, in these situations. A former cheerleader accused Snyder of propositioning her, and a former staffer said that there was a lewd video recording of the outtakes of a cheerleader photo shoot that was made at the owner Snyder's behest. Now, Snyder denied all this elements in the Post reporting, including the proposition, the allegation, and the involvement in the recording. So Wilkinson's now going to report directly to the league and not to Snyder. That's number one.
They're gonna sidestep Snyder. Well, he's the most fun. You want to leave him in the loop?
Did he own the team when you played? Is he?
No, God no.
Okay, some of the employees said they would not cooperate if Snyder had ultimate say over the investigation, quoting, "Our clients would gladly participate in such an NFL investigation, but do not feel safe speaking to investigators hired by Mr. Snyder and do not trust the investigation that is currently underway." So I don't know what you do about this, but apparently I don't call this the politics of sports, but it's definitely a lawsuit in sports is going on.
It's a lot of fun. And we're going to stand by and make notes and keep everybody updated on this. You know, it's all started to unpeel for Dan Snyder when he acquiesced.
And changed his name,
and
right?
And decided after all this time, after he paid $2 billion, $1.5 billion, or what the heck he paid for it, and it's worth $2.3 billion right now, he decided that he was going to change. He was never going to change the name until all of the big players, all of the FedEx people, all the people who had the stadium naming rights said, Dan, if you don't give us what we want, and that is changing this name, this vulgar name of this team, then what we're going to do is you're going to withdraw. We're not going to be fans anymore. We're not going to show up on Sundays, and we're not going to go to your picnics on Christmas. And so he decided, because there was so much ambient pressure from all sides, players, somehow, you know how this thing is, you know how beautifully we're all connected, how a suspect gets beaten up and gets killed, and he's black, and a white person does it. Somehow that now puts pressure on Dan Snyder to change the name of his football team.
Well, I think he changed it before then, but the pressure was going on from other instances.
Well, there was
yes.
other instances
yes.
in there,
yes.
but those types of things were just heaped upon him, and they have continued to manifest itself to where now, suddenly, where'd the story come from? This is an old story that germinated in that organization a long time ago.
Right. It took over the last 2 decades.
Where were these people?
At that time.
2 decades ago.
Yeah, that's right. Now they're coming out fresh.
Now they're coming out, and Dan Snyder, being oafish in his social graces, has not been able to handle the spotlight of the stage, where he has to now, like Colin Kaepernick, be able to articulate and lead this thing and come to the point where he just calls everybody together and just says, this is what happened, this didn't happen, and if it did happen, shouldn't we have a conversation now? Here it comes. You know, Fred Dreyer's favorite thing, when an owner misbehaves to this degree, shouldn't the other owners, the 31 owners,
right.
now say, Dan, it's time to turn in your beanie and your pep rally jacket and get rid of the team.
Yeah.
Divest.
Which is what they did to what's-his-face, Sterling.
Donald Sterling.
When he made some slurs and they made him get rid of the team. However, they didn't do that to Jim Crane, the owner of Houston, when guys were wearing wires and buzzers and hitting trash cans and telling Altuve that a fastball is coming down the pike. And Altuve, I don't know if he's hitting any better now. He's been in a pretty big slump all year by not knowing what the next pitch is.
Well, right now, like Tommy Lasorda used to say, you know, he couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat.
Tommy, that's a Tommy Lasorda.
Where is Tommy right now?
We love Tommy. We miss Tommy. He's the greatest. He is a cardboard cutout at Dodger Stadium every night. He is sitting behind home plate.
He's got to be behind home plate because that'll keep him from getting his head knocked off. You know, the people who were unfortunate to have their cardboard cutouts placed out in left field, center field, right field. There's been some beheadings.
There have been. There's been home run hits that have taken a few guys' cardboard heads off. And I hope they replace them. You can buy, by the way, I believe, insurance for your cardboard cutout during the game. I've noticed, though, that after about the seventh inning, because they always say Los Angeles has fair weather fans, at least half the cardboard cutouts leave the ballpark.
Well, you know what I think they should
early.
Do? Here's what I think they should do.
What?
Ready? Ready?
What? Yeah.
Here's
wait,
what I think they should do. Here's what I think they should do.
Fred Dreyer.
The seventh inning stretch, everybody should be able to go out with a roll of tape and tape their heads back on. That's what I think should happen.
Okay, so Bruce is watching us on Facebook Live. He says hello to us. Ray wants to, has a question for you involved with your childhood, because you grew up in the Hawthorne, California area, right?
I was born in Hawthorne Hospital, and I was raised in Lawndale, California.
Lawndale. He wants to know if you ever knew any of the Beach Boys, any of the Wilson brothers. Did you ever come across them while you were growing up or whatever, the famed Beach Boys?
No, I not while I was there. Dennis was the drummer, and he used to hang out down at Marina Del Rey. As a matter of fact, he was intoxicated to the point where he drowned.
Dennis? Oh, that's not a good story.
It's not a good story. Yeah. No, it's not a good story for a lot of them. But for the most part, I, as kids, I was often about. Those guys were, you would hear about them in 1963, 64.
61, I think they hit with Surfin' Safari.
Yeah.
Was their big
Surfin'.
Surfin', you're right. Surfin', yeah. Very good, bom, Fred. Bom, those is oldies.
Bomb, bomb, dip, dip.
That, did you sing in that one?
I did.
You did? Bomb, bomb, dip, dip. Bomb, bomb, dip, dip, dip. Bomb, bomb, dip, dip, dip.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Yeah. Right. It was good. We could do that for you, too. Bernard from Ottawa says hello from Cambria, California. Kathy's tuned in. Paul has a question for you. He says, of all the quarterbacks you've played with, he wanted to know how you rate the quarterback James Harris.
James, I put him on the much underrated list.
His nickname was Shaq, is that right?
Yep, that's right.
James
Shaq Harris.
You put him under the underrated line.
In 73, they brought in John Hadle from the Chargers.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, Hadle was there. That's
they
correct.
They traded Quay Bacon down there to San Diego.
Yep.
He was. He had a great year in 73, did John. We went to the playoffs and got beat by Dallas in Dallas. And a funny thing happened on the way to the game. It was a road game. Yes. So John Hadle was pushing his car at home the day before we were to leave to go on the airplane. And he blew out his back.
Oh, no.
And he didn't tell anybody.
No.
Yeah. He didn't tell anybody until he got there. And then they saw him. And he thought it was going to be okay. So when he kind of woke up the next day, he realized he was frozen. And so he had to tell the doctor. And it was too late to, you know, get treatment on it. So the next year, 74, they traded him to Green Bay. And they put Shaq Harris in there, and he did a terrific job. He was great.
Who played in the playoffs for Hadle when he couldn't play? Who was the backup?
No, he played. But they put Shaq Harris in there, and they put some other people in there. It was a hodgepodge from the
memories from Fred Dreyer. Yeah. We'll have more straight ahead.
This summer, turn your yard into the perfect getaway. Whether it's a lawn spruce up, a fresh coat of paint, or a s'mores-worthy patio upgrade, Home Advisor has the best landscapers, painters, handymen, and more to get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, it's never been easier to check prices, schedule, and pay for hundreds of everyday home projects in just seconds. For any project you're dreaming of, you can count on Home Advisor. So get the Home Advisor app, and we'll do everything to fix up your everything.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, select Marble Comp Books, 4-ounce Elmer's Glue, and Staples dual-size pencil sharpeners are just 25 cents each.
Plus, you can shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 8/29. In-store only. Limit 6. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast, and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast, and you won't stink. Find Blue Emu at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, and other chains, or visit blue-emu.com. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only legendary football Hall of Fame, wonderful actor, all-around great guy, the one and only Fred Dreyer here on the show today. Lots of great stories to talk about. And real quick, Kirk Cousins, since we're talking football, he's the quarterback, you know, and he's on the Vikings.
Of the Vikings.
Yep, and he says he's talking about survival of the fittest with coronavirus. He says that's his personal approach to coronavirus, is survival of the fittest. He says, if it kills him, if I die, I die. And he was interviewed on a Spotify podcast, 10 Questions with Kyle Brandt, and he said, quoting Kirk Cousins, he said, I have a kind of have a piece about that, he said during the interview. He said he's tried to respect others' concerns about the virus, and he was asked to rate his level of concern over contracting the virus on a 1 to 10 scale, with 1 being the person who says, master stupid, you're all a bunch of lemmings, and 10 is, quote, I'm not leaving my master a bathroom for the next 10 years. And Cousin replied, I'm not going to call anybody stupid, but he says, for the trouble it would get me in, but he says, I'm about a 0.000001. So he's of the thing that says, if I die, I die. That's what he asked. He elaborated on it. He says, I want to respect what other people's concerns are. For me personally, this talking no one else can get the virus. What is your concern if you get it? I would say I'm going to go about my daily life if I get it, if I'm going to die, ride it out, and I'm going to let nature do its course, survival of the fittest kind of approach, and just say if it knocks me out, it knocks me out. I'm going to be okay. So that's his philosophy.
Well, that's good. That's the correct one to have.
I believe
but,
that's true.
But he shouldn't even bring up the conversation and put death within his opinion.
That's true.
It has nothing to do with dying. He's not going to die. Neither is anybody in the stands watching the game. Neither are any of the fellow players he plays against on the field. And the people who are at risk are the people who are now have shown themselves to be 70, 65, 75 plus years of age with extensive circumstances, health issues, you know, diabetes, heart issues, COPD, things like that. That would lower your immune system. But from 70 years of age on down, you're not dying. what you might get is symptoms of fever. You might feel bad. You might, I don't know anybody that's been throwing up. I know there's people who have been throwing up. But what you're getting is the flu. So just ride it out. If you were a kid, remember when you were kids?
Yes, I think
I do. And you'd wake up. Well, yeah. Sure. But you'd wake up and you'd say, Mom, I don't feel very well. And she says, well, come here. Put your hand on your head. You got a fever. Yeah. She says, well, you just stay home today. You're probably getting a cold or getting the flu or something. What's going on? They'd call the teacher at the school. And the teacher would say, yeah, there's about three or four kids now who are out with the flu. We just told them to stay home and go home and come home when they feel better. Come back to school when they feel better. And that's what this is. Why do you need the government and all of these experts like Garcetti here, the mayor of L.A., and everybody else who are overmanaging this thing to make it important? You better stay home. If it were happening now, you were a little kid, they would call the news. A news truck would come out and interview the little boy and say, do you feel like you could possibly die? They'd blow this thing up into some sort of a massive perversion to scare people.
Scare people. Here's the thing, Fred. And, I don't want to disregard the fact that it is very contagious and it can spread. But I don't think they know exactly how. Do face masks help? Do they not help? Whatever. Here's what I do know. We have a guy that's on the air at CRN Network, and he does a coronavirus update. And I was talking to him, and he says, I don't know how much longer I'm going to do it because it seems like it's getting better and better all the time. He says, but I do know this. I've looked at the numbers all over the world because he reports new cases everywhere in different countries, everywhere around the world. And he says, I don't really see the second wave that they're talking about. He said, what I see is there'll be an uptick in a few cases, and then it'll drop down, and then there'll be another uptake, but not as big as the first uptake, and then it'll drop down. So he said, it's definitely getting less and less and less as you watch these uptakes and drop down. And he researches this every day for his coronavirus report. Now, does that mean we should go running out there and resume things? No, you should still wash your hands and take care of, any things you would normally do to protect yourself against any disease that can be. But instead, if you get this thing, you're so scared to death that you're going to die because of what's been said, that you go crazy during it. I think the mental aspect of it is worse than the actual disease itself.
Well, it's like trying to correct a golf swing. Gee whiz, I'm hitting the ball pretty good, and suddenly someone says, you ought to change your golf swing, and you start tinkering with it. Next thing you're a bad golfer.
Yep.
You should go back to doing what you did before and stop listening to people. Do what comes natural and concentrate and keep your head down and follow through, and you'll get through it. If I seem to be cavalier, capricious, and arbitrary, about all of this stuff, and not sensitive to the people who have it and who do get it, I apologize for that. But I don't apologize for having a conversation with anybody that is you can help, but use common sense and reason to take care of yourself.
Yes.
And that's what it demands right now. Case in point, you've got the president of the United States. There's a story here. The president of the United States, Big Ten president Trump, discussed starting college football season. There's really no reason at all for them not to start the college. They're starting pro football. How is pro football being started different than the college season? What's the difference?
No, they'll tell you that it's kids, and so.
But kids are less immune than the pro players are.
Well, that's true.
I can't.
But they'll nail Trump on this, and here's why they'll do it, because you have the president of the United States, Donald Trump, makes a call to the Big Ten commissioner, Kevin Warren, saying like, hey, we should discuss about maybe returning to play college football as soon as possible. And so they're talking to reporters and things, and you know, they say it's productive. Trump said the call with Warren was productive.
Yeah.
He said, let's see what happened. He's a great guy. It's a great conference, tremendous teams. We're pushing very hard. Here's the thing. I think they want to play, and I do believe I think the kids want to play because they're there to try
and
to.
And the parents want them
and
to play.
And the fans want to see it.
Yep.
But then it is contagious, so you know, do the same thing they do in the pros. Opt out. If you feel like you're going to have a chance, opt out and say, I don't feel good about
that's
playing.
That's correct.
Right? That's it.
We're going to play, and if you don't feel like playing, don't play, stay home.
Yeah.
And if you feel like coming to the game, come on to the game. We've got hot dogs and beer for you, and that's great. That's all wonderful. And it is a trap. All of this is a trap. The entire business model of this COVID virus is a trap to get rid of Trump. This whole thing is based on how can we get Trump to say, let's forget about it. And if Trump was responsible, like Cuomo in New York was responsible, taking those old people
and putting them in that,
this thing would have been a three-ring circus, you know.
All right, Kathy says wants to know that she said she loved the Tommy Lasorda quote. She said that was a great one there about falling in a trough and not hitting water. She wants to know if you ever heard from Jack Hacksaw Reynolds. Do you hear from him at all, Hacksaw?
I have not heard from him. I saw the last time I saw Jack was at the L.A. airport when I was doing Hunter.
Really?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah,
and I saw him. This is really strange, in the Bradley International deal up on the second balcony. He was walking across to the elevators to go out to this airplane.
Right.
And I looked. I had pretty good eyes then. I looked, and he stopped. I didn't know who it was. He stopped and then kind of like raised his hand like that, and then kept going. And I yelled. I said, that visage, that stumpy little body, that's Jack Reynolds. So I yelled out, hey, Jack, hey, Hack. And then I kind of like ran toward him, and he was up there, and he just looked down. He says, I got to catch an airplane. I'll see you. And that was it. That's the last time I saw him.
These touching stories from the memory of Frank Dryer.
That's the last time I saw him.
We're going to hold a big, by the way, gathering here, a virtual gathering, where you're going to be able to ask Fred about these stories. And these touching stories like this just pop, just like that. Fred comes
you
up
know,
with
these. And if all of these people, all of these great characters lived within striking distance, you know, I'd grab them and I'd get them here and I would put them on radio and I'd put them on TV and I'd put them on the, I'd get a story out of them and you get to see these characters because they're so much different than they are today. You know, every generation has its greatness, and this one certainly does. Really.
All right, fan mail, Fred Dryer at crntalk.com. That's where you send it, Fred Dryer at crntalk.com. Michelle says, hi, Fred, I'm a fan of Hunter, always loved you and Stephanie Kramer on there. You two were the best, as was Charles Hallahan. And always thought of it was cool that you both had a daughter 10 years apart, and you both are 10 years apart. I've been curious. I know Stephanie keeps in touch with your daughter, Caitlin, and their friends, but I was wondering, do you keep in touch with Stephanie, daughter Lily, too? You both were the best on Hunter. Love you both. Hope you're keeping safe. God bless you, Michelle.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I talked to Stephanie, when was this? About when my daughter came in to see me about a month and a half ago, 6, 8, 9, 10 weeks ago. Stephanie called me, just coincidentally. And so the three of us had a nice chat.
That's really good.
Yeah.
By the way, there's this site out that apparently a lot of you know about. I don't know if Fred was aware of this. It's called Hunter Works for Me. It's a private group of about 1,500 members. And, you know, we got to get the word out about show so there can be a watch party.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
That Works for Me thing, that could catch on.
Yeah. Could be. It could be. Cindy says, hi, Fred. This is the Facebook group I mentioned in my email that was read last week. Please join. All fans are very passionate and respectful. They just love you and Stephanie and the show. It's a lot of fun reminiscing about the episodes and sharing photos, etc. Great show today. Regards, Cindy. And she's from Melbourne, Australia. Make sure that we can get the video of the show up there. They can watch the show each week, Fred. That would be
pretty good.
This show.
This one.
Or the Sports Lounge.
Well, we're
this program. program here.
We're carried around the world.
Well, yes, we are. And so, maybe we can get on this Hunter Works For Me site. Bernard is saying, hello, Fred. Big fan of yours. You've had a fascinating life. As such, I was wondering if you ever thought about writing a book. I am sure it would be a bestseller. Regards from Canada, Bernard.
You know, I have, Bernard, thought about it. And then just as quickly, I discounted it.
What would you call it? Salted?
I don't know where to go with how many different positions I have in this world, sports and nutrition, and
you got a lot,
and just living life in general, and commenting on the things that I think that matter to me. And as you get older, you know, things really start to matter, as they do now. And I do want to be heard. That's why I do this show. But at the same time, as far as a book goes, I think I'm better off doing what I'm doing right now.
If you do write the book, I just wanted to ask, could I do the foreword?
Yeah, I'll let you do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, no, thank you. It's made,
I'll let you
my
do
day.
It
we'll be back in the sports lounge.
I had to think about that.
I know.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Matthew.
Huh?
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Final segment here. Show flying by here in the sports lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. We heard from Cindy, by the way, down under there in Australia. She says that they do share this show, the sports lounge, each week on that Hunter site there, the Works For Me website.
So, oh, great.
So that is good news. Now, there's kind of a non-story here, but it's a positive kind of story. And, you know, the Pirates are honoring Roberto Clemente. You know, he was signed by the Dodgers, and they traded him to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It was probably one of the dumbest trades they ever made, but they didn't know. He was just a kid time.
Yeah.
And Roberto Clemente, what a life and legacy he had in the town of Pittsburgh with the Pirates. And they're going to have, coming up here September 9th, all the Pirates players and coaches are going to wear number 21. It's going to be Roberto Clemente Day, which I think is long overdue. They're going to wear that number 21. Nobody on the Pirates has worn that number on their jersey since Roberto Clemente's death. He was on a mission to bring supplies and things to some ravaged area. I think Puerto Rico or something. I can't remember where, and his plane crashed.
Mm-hmm.
But he was Roberto Clemente, the first Latin American player elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. And there were few Latinos in Pittsburgh when he arrived, yet he became part of the city's fabric. I'm telling you, you talk about the all-time greatest player in Pittsburgh, they'll say Roberto Clemente, 15-time All-Star, 12-time Gold Glove winner, 3,000 hit club, 4-time batting champion, World Series MVP, National League and World Series MVP. What a player, huh?
Yeah, he was something else. I remember him.
Yep. And how about those Giants went into, I guess this last week here, went into the Colorado Rockies, went into Colorado, played the Rockies, and they beat them 23-5 at Coors Field.
What, hey, what's wrong with this? What's wrong with that team? They started out, they were like 10-2, and then they just took a gigantic dip.
They went on a road trip and lost games.
They can't play worth a damn on the road. I mean, at home.
Yeah.
I'm on the road, you know.
So
what are you going to do?
That's our show. If you want to check us out, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final words from you, Fred?
I hope the people who are following the BLM movement wise up.